The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now that restaurants are allowed to reopen, businesses have been quite creative in thinking of new ways to ensure customers can have a pleasant and safe experience while also complying with social distancing restrictions. Cork City Council has been praised for its approach at bringing an al fresco style experience to the streets. And to tell us all about it, the head of operations with Cork City Council, David Joyce, is on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, what have you done?
So I suppose Cork City Council, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, we're looking to develop and implement measures in the city centre to reawaken the local economy after a period where there was a significant lockdown. We want to support residents in the city, and we also want workers to feel safe to return to work in the city. A big part of that is reimagining the city so that people are confident that it's a safe, welcoming and vibrant place to be. I suppose also we're taking the opportunity to rethink the future and look at quality of life and sustainability and what opportunities are there to deliver meaningful change going forward.
Now, the idea of dining on the streets, it's always kind of weather permitting, but what exactly are you doing? I mean, are you taking streets that normally would take a vehicular traffic and shutting them down?
Yes, I suppose what we're doing is we're working with individual streets to deliver something different, something unique, and to help people get back into the city. Each city is different, each street is different, and so we're advocating a street-led approach whereby the streets get together. They identify what's important on the street. They come to us with a clear, comprehensive, coherent, and coordinated proposal, which we will then talk through with them and take through the approval process. And that's been critical to success from our perspective. So instead of dealing with individual premises, we're dealing with a cohort of a street who've got a very strong idea of what they want to deliver on the street. And I suppose, as you said, there are quite a number of different options that people have been coming to us with. So, for example, so far we have already pedestrianised 7 streets across the city where we've taken the cars completely off the street and we are reimagining those streets. And there's at least 5 or 6 more streets at least that we're planning to do over the next couple of weeks. But that approach doesn't suit all streets. That's not possible on all streets. So on other streets, the type of reimagining we're doing is we're reassigning the road space. So we're taking out parking and we're putting in different ways of using that street, and it's been extremely successful.
Now, is it the case that a restaurant or a cafe, which has limited space indoors at the moment, can spread itself out onto not just the pavement, but the roadway that is no longer needed for cars or to parking spaces that are no longer needed, and therefore they perhaps might get their numbers up, even though their premises remains the same?
That's exactly right, Pat. So with our partners in our core city centre partnership, we put out the call to businesses because the feedback we were getting was that a lot of businesses who opened on the 29th, and obviously there are other businesses reopening on the 20th of July, that they had a problem in that because of the social distancing rules as they stand at present, their occupancy inside in their businesses was down to 20 or 30% of what it would normally have been. So in order to facilitate and help those businesses open up and allow them to have more space, to have more customers, we're working with them to allow them to utilise free of charge the on-street spaces that we've freed up through the imagination of this city.
And that's important because free of charge means that there's no long-term commitment. We hope, we heard from Luke O'Neill there a few moments ago, the Chinese are in phase 3 on their vaccine. So that's good news. So people don't want to necessarily invest huge sums of money if they're going to be able to resume business as usual. But in the meantime, the idea of maybe having some of those gas heaters under umbrellas, because we cannot depend on the weather. So if we want to keep this going, we've got to make it comfortable.
Yeah, so I suppose our priority at present is the summer and the now, the immediate challenges that we're facing in relation to getting these streets and these and these spaces reimagined and reused for the citizens and the businesses of Cork. But yes, you're right, over the summer we will work with these streets, work with these businesses to develop the reimagination, to embed some of this into the longer term proposals. And you've got to remember, you compare us to countries like Holland, and you know they have a very similar weather patterns to us, and yet they have a strong culture of reimagining and reusing streets. So it most certainly is possible, but I think in fairness to the local authority and to the business themselves, we're focused on the immediate, and then we will develop it over iterations over the summer into hopefully the winter and further afield.
And I've seen it in many Nordic countries that even in the depths of winter, where the temperatures are a lot colder, they still manage to have outdoor dining by the use of heaters and awnings and all the rest of it, and even blankets. It's a lovely feeling to be snug, even though you're in the great outdoors in cold weather. It's a lovely feeling to be dining. So anyway, that's coming for Cork, and it's already five streets. So good news.
Yes, no, it's been extremely successful, rip-roaring success. We're absolutely delighted with the atmosphere that's created on the streets, which is unique and different, and the positive feedback that we're getting from the public and the businesses.
All right, David, thank you very much for talking to us. The Head of Operations with Cork City Council, David Joyce. On the line is the owner of Coffee Angel Cafe, Carl Purdy. And Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for inviting me on.
Where exactly in Dublin is your cafe located, for those who've never been?
Well, Coffee Angel, we have five shops, all very close together in Dublin city centre. We're all in close proximity. So the impact of the last few months has been very clearly felt for us.
Okay, so tell me, as an initial step, what do you want to do, mimicking the Cork idea, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I applaud David and Cork City Council's initiatives. We're looking for something similar, and I think David mentioned it very clearly that we need kind of immediate solutions, given a lot of the restrictions that are in place. So for South Ann Street, which is the street that we're kind of talking about at the moment, we'd like to see the removal of parking spaces for cars and allow us, not just us, but anyone else on the street, to make use of the freed up parking spaces for seating, and make sure that the footpaths are left for accessibility and mobility.
So this would be very much like we see in continental Europe, where you have the cafe, which is, built into the streetscape. Then you've got the pavement, and then you get the tables. So the waiters and so on pass through the pavement where pedestrians are walking to and fro to get to the tables. But it works very well.
It does. It does. And I mean, there's a lot of practical considerations. I mean, in fairness to Dublin City Council, who I've been in touch with over the last few weeks, they are working towards, immediate solutions. They're kind of cherry picking elements of a bigger plan. Anything that can help us survive to see 2021, we would welcome. It doesn't need to be a fully landscaped, cobbles planted solution. Yep. We just need immediate help and immediate assistance.
Now, the South Ann Street closure you're talking about, South Ann Street is sort of semi-closed to traffic as it is. They keep it open because obviously they need deliveries to shops, and it's complicated enough with Grafton Street being pedestrianised. So how would all that work? I mean, would it be, say, time controlled, like from midday or whatever, you get control of the streets, but before that, deliveries and refuse and all that would have control of the streets?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of practical considerations. There's also, emergency services need access. So, I mean, the street can't be fully pedestrianized, and there does need to be access, like you mentioned. So ultimately, we would be more than happy with a similar setup to Grafton Street, where deliveries and waste collections happen at specific hours, and that the street is then, changed over to more of a pedestrian feel from certain hours. I think Grafton Street is 11 to 7, and we would be delighted if we could avail of the same setup.
Yeah, that'd be okay for your coffee shop franchises, but the people who are running restaurants, they'd probably like a longer time, traffic-free, right up to midnight or whatever. But anyway, those details are being worked out. Are you meeting with receptive ears in Dublin City Council?
We are. I mean, Dublin City Council, you know, they had a plan, or they still have a plan, the Grafton Street Quarter Public Realm Project, which is a longer term project. And, you know, I think, you know, they realize the challenges that we're facing, and, you know, they've got to deal with the practical issues. I'm not a planner or a traffic engineer. I'm a small business owner. So, I do think they're receptive. You know, and I had a conversation with someone from Dublin City Council in the last half an hour who confirmed that they are working on changes, and they're hoping for at least elements of the bigger plan to be in place by the end of July.
All right. Well, we look forward to al fresco coffee drinking and dining in our minor streets, not just in Dublin and Cork, but perhaps in Galway and Limerick too. Anyway, Carl, thank you very much for joining us. The owner of Coffee Angel Cafe, Carl Purdy.